parents confess, you know, to the lies they've told their kids. And there's some doozies in here.
Okay.
And I would love to hear, you know, what lie did your parents tell you? Like, I think I probably told the story how my grandmother told me that there were ants in Dairy Queen.
Oh,
so we
yeah.
couldn't go there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though it would be packed on a hot summer day.
Uh-huh. And you're like, what the hell?
There's ants there. And yeah. then you get out of the child fog and you're like, wait a second.
There's not ants
in there. You just said that so you cheap ass wouldn't have to buy it for me.
Right. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Probably the biggest lie my mom ever told me was that everybody goes to live with their grandparents when they're younger.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well.
Everybody
well,
gets
totally
to.
Normal then, I guess. This is normal behavior.
Well, and, you know, some of the horrific lies are, no, that's your dad.
Okay, yeah, those know? Are. Yeah, I would love those calls. That would be great. I mean,
yeah,
those
no.
would be explosive.
My mom told me that was my dad, and yeah. then there's, you know, DNA tests, and turns out, no, 23andMe, not my dad.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I have a horrific story.
Right.
Not terrific, horrific story about that type of stuff tomorrow.
Okay. I have a buddy who... His whole entire life, his parents had told him that, you know, they had always had this big savings account with all this money in it to pay for his college and, you know, whatever college he got into. And he ended up getting into a really nice university. And then he found out that there was no money in savings.
There's no pot of gold?
Yeah, there was nothing.
They spend it?
Yeah. Yeah, they happened to spend it. And he had always put like all of his birthday money, his whole entire life.
No, that was all
like,
his money.
You know what I mean?
And his parents
added to the savings account, and there was nothing there at the end of the day.
What was their excuse?
Life, bills and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he talk to his parents?
I don't think he has much of a, they moved away after that.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably running, I think they're running from the law a little bit too.
I would imagine.
I think they had some other issues at a business they were running as well that wasn't quite on the up and up. But I felt bad because, you know, he's in huge, huge financial student debt because he still wanted to go to this university, right? And it was just like, it sucks.
Man, that does suck.
It does suck. Yeah.
This one parent, she goes, I told my kid I was a robot. And my kid was like, prove it.
Okay.
And so then she did math in her head.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, oh my gosh, my mom's a robot.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now she doesn't think that her parent, all right, well that's.
Yeah.
Oh, your kid's just an idiot.
This parent told their kid that if you lie, a black dot will appear on your tongue that only adults will see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And so, you know, anytime they thought the kid was lying, they'd be like, open your mouth.
Yeah.
See the black dot and be like, damn it.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to spill it. Let me go to Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, what's going on, man? When I was a kid, my mom told me that the fat on, like, off of a steak, that was the best part of the steak. So, you know, like, as a kid, you know, I'm, like, thinking I'm, like, eating great, and I'm just a dope-eating fat. It's just an excuse for my mom not to feed me right.
Yeah, that's got to be really unhealthy, just eating the fat. So your mom told you that was the best part of the steak, so then you get
the
fatty-ass steak. That is sick. Who eats the fat off the steak?
What do you mean who eats the fat? What do you mean who eats the fat?
It's pretty good.
That's so gross.
What are you going to eat your fat? What do you mean? That is delicious.
Nobody eats it.
Where all the juices are.
The fat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very common to eat the fat.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good.
What do you mean?
I would never eat
that. Have you never had the fat? Mm-hmm. You don't even know what you're missing out on.
I don't really eat steak.
Okay, then there you go.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't want fat on it. That's so gross.
Mean, yeah, the fat is a delicious part.
Huh.
You don't want too much of it, but a nice little, you know, a little bit.
Right. What are some... parents confess the biggest lies they've told their kids. This person, they told their kids that the car won't start until everyone's seatbelts are buckled.
That's a good one.
That's common.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. Then when you're older, you realize, oh, that has nothing to do with that.
Oh, this person told their kid, no, medicine is actually a magic potion that the parents whip up.
Okay.
So they would you know, not have it in the bottle. They just whip up a magic potion. See, this will make you better, yeah. Like some sort of witchcraft or something.
When I was little, and one of my grandmas who always, we had to go to church on Sundays, Mormon church, she told me that the radios were closed on Sundays. It was like a 2-hour drive to this church we had to go to every Sunday. And it was like, oh, well, can we at least listen to music? And she's like, radios are closed on Sundays.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, when I got older, I realized, no, they're not.
What's up, Sam the Man?
What's up, fellas? Shout out Nathan Norris. Hey, my parents told me when I was growing up, you swallowed watermelon seeds, one would grow in your belly.
Yeah, you always hear that.
Yep.
That's a
common one.
Are you not supposed to eat the watermelon seeds, or are they bad for you or something?
I don't know. I don't think they're that big of a deal.
Thank you, Sam the Man.
I also swallow all my gum.
Yeah, you do.
I can't help it.
Oh, let's see. The human body only has so many words until it runs out, and then you die, is what.
I remember hearing that one, too. It's like, oh, my God, you're going to use up all your words.
It's like, what?
It's like, oh, God, ever shut up.
You don't want to waste them when you're a kid, so that's how they got their kids to not talk very much.
Yeah, that is, God, that's such an evil one.
What's up, Emilio?
What's going on, Bill?
What's up, buddy? You got one?
Yeah, man. Growing up, I was the oldest of 7, man, and, I know a lot of people don't know, but we have Fiesta down here. Well, to keep us from all going to Fiesta and the carnival because it's expensive, he used to say, no, we can't go because if you go down to Fiesta, they'll inject you with AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's a horrific, awful, terrible thing for a parent to say to their kids.
Pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal. Very, very brutal. You know, honesty seems like it would be the best policy. You just be like, hey, look, it's expensive. You know, or every year maybe take one kid or something. But that's, wow.
Every year take one kid.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
When you reach a certain age, you get to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might be, that's actually a good idea.
I was told growing up that we couldn't just go to Chuck E. Cheese. You had to make a reservation. So it's my mom's way of not taking me.
Hell yeah.
Well, you couldn't, you could get past that. Hey, mom, I made the reservation for you.
I was a kid.
Yeah. You don't have to make reservations when you're 4.
Kids don't know what reservations are.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
It's not like kids nowadays have cell phones when they're 4, and they're like, it's cool, Mom. I'll just call them myself.
No, kids do have cell phones nowadays.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They really could call and make a reservation themselves if they wanted. They probably know how. Or they'll just YouTube, make reservation at Chuck E. Cheese, and they'll learn the truth. That's the thing is, you can't lie to your kids nowadays because they'll just go to YouTube and look it up.
Well, that's why you got to take YouTube off their phone.
Yeah, it's not easy anymore.
What's up?
Yeah, but if they take YouTube off their phone, you have to talk to them more.
Uno.
Hey, man, when I was younger, man, my parents told me to wish upon a star, and I wished upon a star one Saturday night, and I asked for an Easter basket, man. And on Sunday, I got one. It's magical, bro.
Okay, thank you. All right, Evelyn. Yes, Evelyn, any big-ass lies that your parents told you?
Oh, I got one for you. So, I'm little, Mike. You know how the original It franchise came out, like, what, in the 70s, 80s, right?
Okay.
Well, I told my mom, I want to go to the carnival. And she's like, well, we can't. We have to be careful. And I was like, careful with what? And she's like, the clown. And I was like, but Mom, clowns are friendly. Clowns are great. And she's like, oh, no, not this one. And I was like, I don't believe you. And she showed me the scene from It where he basically kills Georgie. And ever since then, I've been terrified of clowns.
Okay,
and she muted the TV, and she was like, you see, they caught that on camera. And I had said, but why didn't they stop him and stop recording? Because they would have died too. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, so your mom didn't want to spend the money to take you to the carnival, and they had an elaborate plan where she had the movie It, and then showed you the clown killing a kid. And so then you're like, yeah, I don't want to go to the carnival.
Yeah, but then after a couple of years and I was still afraid, I was like, then why do my older siblings get to go?
Yeah.
I mean, the clown not get them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an insane. People go to some insane measures, right? Yeah. Can you imagine as a parent, you're like, no, I'm going to show you this murder and I don't want you to get murdered, so we're not going to go to the carnival. What's up? Taryn.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
So, when I was a kid, my parents promised me to take me camping if I made straight A's. And I made straight A's, and they took me camping for like 6 hours one day. And I thought it was going to be like a 3 or 4 day trip.
Yeah.
No, it was just 6 hours, and I came home.
6 hours. So, yeah, we just day camping. Set up the tent and everything, sitting there. All right, let's go. Let's pack it up. We're out of here.
Day camping. We're going to go day camp. I've never heard of that before.